Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. As promised, in studio with me now is the beautiful Sherry Blair, another one of our show sponsors. Sherry Blair Financial Services is her business. And I just realized I don't have her bio in front of me, but I know this woman. I can tell you all about her. For over 20 years, she has been passionate about not just serving women. She also works with men. So guys, you're not being left out. But her goal is to educate women about finances because, you know, traditionally in our society, women were not the financial, not in charge of the finances in the home. So Sherry wants every woman to really learn about wise ways of investing and using their money so that they can grow beautiful financial futures. So she is here with me today because we have been looking at some volatility in the market lately.
Yes, we have,
Paula. And I know, especially as a woman, that feels a little scary. So what can you tell us?
Well, Paula, you're absolutely right. It is scary. It's scary for all of us, and particularly those that may be investing and may be in the market, but they allow other people in their lives, whether they're professionals, advisors, or spouse, or somebody that's close to them, maybe make the decisions and choices for them about what they should be doing.
Right.
And so they know they're in the market. They're not maybe even sure exactly what they have in the market.
Right.
Or they might know about how much they have in the market. But so when things go like they had last week, things become volatile in the market, all of a sudden there's a big fear factor.
Yes. Huge. And I mean, I'm not one who follows the market every day, I must admit, but has it fallen seriously?
I mean, right. So after a relatively calm, several months of relatively calm, volatile return to the stock market in a big way on October 10th last week, right? So with major U.S. indexes sustaining losses of 3% or more in one day. So what that would mean, while the Dow Jones average dropped 832 points.
Ooh, that's a lot.
So, you know, when you see the market going down a couple hundred points, then a couple hundred points, and then all of a sudden 500 points, 900 points, people really do go into fear.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What do you advise when that happens? Because I know you've got clients in the market.
Right. That's a very good question. Oftentimes our emotions take over, right? Particularly, like we're saying,
when your money's flowing out the door, you get very emotional.
Exactly. Of course. So when we deal with this emotionally, oftentimes we do things that might not be in our best interest further down the road.
Right.
We decide, oh my gosh, I've got to get out of the market. We call our advisor, our broker, whoever it is, or we do it ourselves if you're doing that, and you just sell everything when it's low. Well, I think I've shared this before on the show, and that is, when you do that, you're going to lock in those losses.
Yes.
So if you bought something at $25 a share and it went down to $15 a share, and then you sold it, but you know the next week or within a couple of weeks, it started going back up, you just sold at the low. So you've locked in that loss.
Yeah.
If you don't sell it and ride it out, and as it starts to come back, then if you feel like selling at some point, like particularly if you get back to the 25 or above that,
right?
You can start selling some of the profit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what drove the market doing what it did, why people dropped off? And the reason that's cited by the market observers was, for the most part, the rising of the interest rates. And we've been talking about that on the show. If you remember last month, we talked about, it was an anniversary date, 10 years of the financial crisis, right?
Right.
And we talked about how interest rates are going up. And as they're kind of going up a little by little, we have to be watching for inflation. There's been a check kept on that for the most part, which is good. But still, when interest rates rise, I know you know people and have friends that are in the real estate market, right? Or even are realtors.
Sure.
And when I talk with my clients that are realtors, the feedback I'm getting from them is that it has just changed. There's just been a big shift out there.
You mean because the interest rates are going up, people are saying, I don't want to buy.
I don't want to buy, not with the interest rates being up. And then consequently, they're having to lower the prices on their homes or their real estate properties to sell them.
This may be a naive question, Sherry, but this is why I love hanging out with you. Why did the interest rates go up? They'd been like similar for so long.
That's a good question. We talked about that, like I said, a little bit last month as well. So even prior to the collapse, which was 10 years ago, they've been keeping the interest rates lower. And then once we had the market collapse, we had what they call the big recession, right? Uh-huh. They lowered the interest rates so people would start to buy again.
Right.
And they kept them low for a long time. It was called the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at that place for a long time. So they kept the interest rates low. Right. The feds did. Okay, the Federal Reserve.
So that's who makes, that's who decides about the interest rates, because I was going to ask you that. The feds.
The Federal Reserve, yes.
So if things were looking good for so long, what would make them raise the interest rates? Because don't they know then people are going to start kind of pulling in there?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Of course they understand that. But they can't stay low forever. Then we go into deflation, and that's a whole nother topic we can talk about another time.
Okay.
So it was always anticipated or expected that as we came out of the recession and the trajectory was going upward, we would be rising the interest rates.
I see.
But they maintained being held down for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. In fact, beyond what a lot of people thought they would be.
I see.
So while that's important to understand some of the other factors, it was also followed by the weakness in the technology sector, which has been a big driver over the last long period of time. So, or the interest rates going up, the technology sector got hit. That created this volatility.
I see.
Which also, I've talked about this, it could mean that it's just a correction in the market. We've known for a while, those of us financial professionals, we're due for a correction because we haven't had one for quite some time.
I see.
Yeah.
So when you say the word volatility, I see a roller coaster going up and then down and up and down. Is that an accurate analogy, or is volatility just, it all blows up?
No. That would be a crash.
Okay.
That would be a crash.
We don't want that.
Okay. No. We don't want a crash.
So volatility is kind of more up and down?
Yes, it's up and down. There's low volatility and there's high volatility.
Oh, okay.
And so if we're talking about investments per se, or a particular kind of investment or sector, something might be considered more volatile. That would be more risky.
Mm-hmm.
And something with low volatility would be less risky.
I see.
So somebody that was more conservative might only want to invest in the low volatility investments, where somebody that maybe has a longer period of time before they're going to be using their money and they want to take risk, they might invest some of their portfolio in high volatility things.
And I know you've shared in the past that it's a good idea to diversify your portfolio.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it would be a good idea because I wanted to make three points to keep in mind that we look at that were a result of the turmoil.
Okay.
So for listeners, and this happens again because it will.
So 3 points.
So the first point is big market drops are normal. Okay. So that's
Don't panic.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying, the volatility, right? They don't always translate into full year losses. In other words, so we've been doing well for quite some time. It didn't mean that because of the volatility we've had in the last week or so, that meant that everything we gained this year is going to be wiped out.
Mm, okay.
Okay?
Good to know.
And because it's tempting for investors, as I was saying, to flee the stock market during times of volatility.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah. And a decision.
Run for the hills time.
Yeah, that's right. So a decision to do so can also be, can prove to be more costly in the long run, is what I was saying. If you disregard what the advisors say or your advisor says and counsel says, and you stay invested for the long time, history will prove that the market does come back around.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
You know, so how much time do we have, right? I mean, some of us have a lot more time than others.
And speaking of time, we have got to go to a break here. So we're going to have to sit on the edge of our seats and wait for those other 2 points that you want to make about what people should do when things get volatile.
Right.
We'll be right back to hear what those things are. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it up and face the strain. Change it.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk, and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that can help keep your money safe and growing and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416. How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that can help keep your money safe and growing and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. I have in studio with me this segment, Sherry Blair, our financial advisor, the one who is all about empowering women to grow beautiful financial futures. And she's been sharing with us today about this crazy market that we've been looking at since the 10th and what we should do about it. So she had 3 points she was just beginning to make in our last segment. The first one was, don't panic, that even though there have been some drops, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to wipe out all your gains for the year. And the second point,
Sherry? The second one is fundamentals remain strong in the U.S. You look at the fundamentals, that's how you gauge what's going on in the market and the economy. So the fundamentals have like double-digit corporate earnings growth overall. So that means corporations have over double-digit earnings. That's a good thing.
Oh.
So those would be a fundamental.
Cool.
Also, a consistent economic growth. You're going to gauge the fundamentals, right?
Okay.
So that's the second thing. And the rise of the interest rates, even though it is rising, like I was saying earlier, we are still containing inflation. As the interest rates rise, if inflation starts to raise up higher, it's no longer contained, then that would be a concern as well.
I see.
So none of those things were happening. And so that's why,
that's all good news.
So
right?
you want to pay attention to the fundamentals. That's right. That is good news. So, and the third thing is normal volatility may represent a good entry point for equities.
Now, what does that mean?
Okay. So you've heard the expression to buy low and sell high, right?
Uh-huh.
So when there is turbulence, volatility in the market, and that spikes, and in the backdrop of the economy, the fundamentals are still good, equities tend to regain their footing rather quickly.
Oh.
So in other words, like I was saying, you bought a share at $25 a share, it went down to $15, and maybe you sold it because you freaked out.
Uh-huh.
And then, within days or weeks or what have you, it went back up to maybe 18, 21, 23, 24, mm-hmm. or 25. And there you did. You lost money in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So you jumped ahead. So we always need to remember that short-term returns may be mixed. So in other words, a return of only from January till now, that would be considered short-term.
Mm-hmm.
But over the long term, spikes in volatility historically have always represented a buying opportunity. So if the market's high and it's peaked and it's gone down, okay, that's a buying opportunity.
Yes.
When the fundamental backdrop, as I was describing, are strong like they are today.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. So those of you with money out there who weren't sure what to do, it's time to buy, right?
That's right. That's right. The most important
so
thing.
So you need to get a hold of Sherry and make a sensible buy.
There you go. Because the most important thing that a financial advisor can do for their client is to encourage them to stay invested when there's a lot of volatility.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not let your emotion and your fear cause you to do something that's not in your highest good.
Right. Exactly.
So
exactly.
Speaking of the way you work for your clients and their highest good, as I mentioned to our listeners already, Sherry's all about educating, not just advising. She wants the women that she works with to really understand why they're doing what they're doing with her,
exactly,
correct?
Exactly.
And she puts her money where her mouth is, guys. She puts on these events that I'm telling you are extraordinary because I have been to one. And I want her to tell you about the one that's coming up and then go immediately to your computer or your phone and register. You won't regret it.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you,
Paula. Tell us what's happening, Sherry, and when.
Well, yes, I am very passionate, like you said, about educating and empowering women with financial literacy. So that's why I put on these events. Mm-hmm. And I'm having an event on November the 10th.
November the 10th. Okay, is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday, and it's Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3:30, and we're calling it Watch Your Finances Bloom.
Nice. Watch Your Finances Bloom. And to show you how tied together this lady is, where is it going to be with a title like that?
At the Botanic Garden.
There you go. Perfect.
In Encinitas.
So, and that is an exquisite place. Beautiful place.
It is a lovely place. Lovely, mm-hmm. lovely. And as long as you RSVP and get your name on the list, mm-hmm. your admission is taken care of for you. So your admission's to the park. So if you want to stay after the event and walk around the park and enjoy the facilities, you can.
Oh.
Yes. When we're at the event on Saturday afternoon, I'm going to be sharing retirement strategies, comprehensive income strategies, and ways to optimize and make the most out of Social Security benefit.
Oh, fabulous. Right. That's all really important information.
Right.
And may I say, having experienced this before, for any of you that just thought, oh dear, that sounds pretty heavy and I'm not really into finances, trust me, she does this talk. It is fascinating. You will learn from it. And then, are we doing like last time? Will there be food after that?
Yes. Actually, I have a couple other ladies speaking. I am bringing in a CPA that's going to be talking about the new tax code changes and how that will affect you, whether you're an individual like an employee or you're retired or you're an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. a sole proprietor, or we like to say to the women, a fempreneur.
We love
right?
that word.
Entrepreneur, fempreneur. And that is being done by CPAs from CPA Moms, which are all about empowering women with this information as well. So they're a great fit. And then I have a woman with a female-owned company who's a Medicare expert, and she'll be sharing tips and the do's and don'ts if you haven't signed up, but you're going to, you're looking at it, so on and so forth, because open enrollment is getting started. Actually, it was today.
Yeah. Or today, 15th, the 15th.
The 15th. So yes, we will be enjoying a nice spread of food.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I have a flower designer that's going to be there and will be guiding us in creating and building your own flower bouquet that you get to take home with you and enjoy. And this time, I'm so excited because we're having a bouquet that's going to have some longevity to it.
Ooh.
And that's right, just a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. So.
Nice.
With TLC, you ladies will be able to use your flower bouquets for Thanksgiving. Yes.
And when she says bouquets, we're not talking, you know, five or six flowers that you'd hold in your hands. We are talking arrangement. The flowers were so abundant last time. I think next week I'm going to bring the picture of me after holding my arrangement. I mean, that thing was gorgeous. And I had it for a couple of, oh my gosh, 2 or 3 weeks. It still lasted. And this flower arranger that she has working with the ladies is charming and funny and wonderful. Is it the same one?
Well, actually, it's not Renee.
Oh.
I'm sorry to say, but we have another gentleman by the name of David who is Renee's friend.
Oh,
because Renee had to be yes, Renee had to leave town for on some business, other business. But David and Renee have worked together for years and years and years. And David teaches flower design classes at UCSD.
Oh my goodness!
And he's fabulous as well.
Are you guys hearing this? I mean, let's just do a quick review. Beautiful setting, the San Diego Botanic Gardens. You're in there free. Then Sherry is going to educate you about retirement strategies and several of those other areas that she mentioned that are critical for we girls to know about, especially as we go down the road of life.
That's right.
And then her husband, who is a chef, feeds us something wonderful, followed by flowers that she gives us and that we then learn how to arrange.
Right. And you get to take home and enjoy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, it's a perfect day. I am not kidding. I was there last time. I will be there this time. And because we have big announcements to make that day too.
We do. We do. We do.
We're going to give a little sneak preview today, aren't we?
Yes.
Because this lady right here by my side is very soon going to be launching her own podcast. And Sherry, tell them a little bit about it. What are you calling it and what's it going to do?
Well, we are going to watch our finances bloom in the podcast. And by doing so, is all about building that financial literacy muscle that I talk about, right? And flexing it, right? So we can flex it.
Yes, we want to flex it.
And so every show, I will be having a different guest on that will be sharing their knowledge and their expertise about financial matters. So if you're single, if you're widowed, if you're married, if you're a business owner, if you're an employee for many years and want to make some changes, some shifts, transition into something else in your life, this is a show you're going to want to listen to about finances to get more, gain more knowledge and move forward in your life.
So, very exciting. And I think we're going to be calling it Bloom with Blair.
That's right.
I love it. So if you want to see your finances bloom, you want to catch that show. And we will be giving you more information about it as we get closer. But in the meantime, Sherry, where do they go if they want to RSVP for your event?
So you want to go to my website, Sherry Blair, that's C-H-E-R-I, Blair, B-L-A-I-R, financialservices.com/events.
Okay, /events. Sherry Blair, financialservices.com/events. And we will also have that information in the show notes on changeitupradio.com.
Great.
So, my goodness, this show has flown by. It's time to say goodbye. Sherry, thank you for all the fabulous information you shared once again.
Thank you
to all our listeners for being with us. You know we're here on KCBQ on Sunday evenings at 9 on AM 1170 and FM 96.1. We're on every major podcast platform, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk, and all the others. And as I always say, if you can't remember all that, just ask Alexa.
There you go.
Thank you for being here. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Change, change.